Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Dr. Bob Bowman thought he would be to his home by now, but he's not. He's on the road in his RV, driving his RV across the country. We've interviewed Willie Nelson from his bus before going down the road, so we'll see how this goes. But he's going to be to a parking spot in about 20 minutes. So we're honored to have him. Robert Bowman is a former director of the Advanced Space Program Development for the U.S. Air Force and the Ford and Carter administrations, and a former U.S. Air Force lieutenant colonel with 101 combat missions over Vietnam. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering. And despite his involvement in the space program and defense, he emerged as an early public critic of the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, a.k.a. Star Wars, during the Reagan administration. He is also a critic of George W. Bush's administration's national missile system. And he's a 9/11 researcher, truther. He's a great man, and we're honored to have him on with us. We're going to talk first, before he gets parked, about the latest 9/11 truth, about the talk of Iran supposedly having a nuke, and they're going to nuke us. The government now saying Homeland Security's number one threat is the American people. I mean, we knew this was really being set up in the shadows, but now it's out in the open. The draconian Orwellian system we're sliding into. We're going to discuss this first with Dr. Bob Bowman, then we're going to get into Star Wars, how advanced it was, what he can talk about that's been declassified or leaked that he's allowed to discuss, versus what he projects they've got today. Dr. Bob Bowman, good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be back.
There is so much going on, so much happening. But before we go to break, what do you think of 15 months into Barack Obama's administration? What do you think of him?
Well, of course, like so many, I'm very disappointed, particularly with the expansion of the war in Afghanistan and extending it into Pakistan, and even talking now, he isn't, but, you know, others talking about the possibility of going into Iran and the new justifications of that based on this supposed Pentagon determination that, gee whiz, they might have not only nuclear weapons but intercontinental ballistic missiles by 2015 if they get enough foreign help. I think that's a bunch of baloney myself. Ballistic missiles are an extremely advanced, high-technology project, and there are very few countries in the world that can pull that off. And some of them have been trying for decades, like North Korea, without success. I think this is just another justification doing for what a minority in the Pentagon want to do, and whether they're doing it because the Israelis want to do it or they're doing it for some other dumb reason, I don't know. But with our military already overextended and depleted and demoralized, it would be a horrendous mistake. Iran is much stronger militarily, a much larger country than Iraq. And, I mean, it would be, I think, the end of the United States as we know it.
Well, sir, I heard Fox News last night on the radio saying Iran now has intercontinental ballistic long-range missiles, and we've got to go in. And it's all over the news today, just like they said Iraq had nukes or WMDs. I mean, this is a replay of 2003, is it not?
Of course it is, and it's total malarkey.
Well, stay there, sir. We're going to come right back and get into this disaster for the United States. We've got the Russian president saying it could be the beginning of World War III. We're going to talk about it all on the other side with Dr. Bob Bowman, and we'll discuss Homeland Security now saying they're worried about Iran nuking us with a suitcase nuke and working with domestic groups. Homeland Security's got to be used on the right wingers now.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go inside the secretive Star Wars program that's really a preemptive offensive sneak attack weapons system with Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program. He joins us as he hurtles down the highway in his RV. Robert Bowman is a former director of the Advanced Space Program Development for the U.S. Air Force, holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering, flew 101 combat missions over Vietnam, bombing missions. And he joins us today, and we really appreciate him coming on. For stations that just joined us, some people that just joined us, we were talking about the new hype to go into Iran. They're changing the last letter of Iraq, the Q, and putting an N on it to make Iran, and they're saying they've got secret nuclear technology nobody else has got with no proof to make enriched uranium, weapons-grade uranium, without centrifuges. They're saying they've got ICBMs that can hit us now. The Pentagon says maybe in 5 years. North Korea is much more advanced and can't ever get them off the ground. They blow up almost every time, just right on the pad. Sometimes they go up a few thousand feet. I mean, even our own government, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, had large portions of their ICBMs when they were being tested blowing up or blowing up before they left the atmosphere. But, oh, no, and they've got magnetic pulse weapons, the news says, that can destroy all electronics. Here's Reuters. Iran missile may be able to hit U.S. Here's another one. Times of London. Pentagon chiefs raise threat of attack as Iran taunts U.S. with missile display. So we can show our weapons, but they can't. And here's another one, Al-Qaeda chief in Iraq, captured, killed, never actually existed, recaptured, now killed again. They've announced over and over again they kill these Al-Qaeda guys and never retract the last guy they killed, even though they claim they kill him again. And then here's another one over here where they're claiming that Fox News is claiming that, like, I'm looking for my article, just print it again, a Fox News headline, Osama bin Laden has a Facebook, and then it admits in the next line it's not even him. So anybody could create a Facebook, say they're threatening us as Osama bin Laden, and it always turns out it's fake, but that's the proof that they're going to kill us if we don't give all our rights up. And as we went to break, Dr. Bowman, you were saying this is all a fraud and that this could basically end the United States. Go through that scenario for us.
Well, we're being lied to again, as you know. About all this stuff about Iran as justification for the war that a few people want to get us into is if we didn't have enough illegal corporate wars of aggression right now. And if we take on Iran, which is much bigger and more powerful than Iraq was, and we're still bogged down in Iraq, where are we going to get the military for that? Our military is already overextended with what they've got on their plate. And, of course, what is Russia going to do? What is China going to do? And would we be taking on much more than we can handle? And I believe we've already got more than we can handle, and we've got to get out of where we are and absolutely no attack on Iran. It would be another false attack based on lies. And I don't think they're going to do it because most of the people surrounding Obama are they're trilateral commission, they're globalists, but most of them are not neocons, and I think they're a little more rational than Cheney and his minions pulling George W. Bush's strings. So, and the people in the Pentagon now are more rational than Rumsfeld and some of the generals he had working for him. So I don't see them succeeding in pulling this off, even with this massive campaign of lies. But, you know, I'm going to work very hard to prevent it. And I'll probably have to put out another open letter to the Pentagon, just like I did in 2007, to keep Cheney from attacking Iran then.
All right, let me stop you there.
Do it again.
Doctor, let me stop you there, and we'll go over some of what you said in your letter, and they did listen to you. We had Fox Fallon refuse in 2008 to launch an attack on Iran then, so they've had a lot of people resign that basically stopped Cheney, and how that ties into 888. For those that don't know, the Times of London and other publications have now talked to diplomats and others who were in the meetings when Cheney engineered through NATO and Georgia and Israel, the sneak attack on South Ossetia to test the Russians, and that Cheney was saying, let's go ahead and have a nuclear war with them. And the head of the Russian general staff, the Air Force head, went on TV 3 days into it because they were landing more NATO forces in Georgian capital and said, we may have to have a nuclear war with you. And so this shows the megalomania, and it appears with Gates and others that we still have the Cheney people in there, and they're replaying all the same propaganda that we saw before Oklahoma City, before 9/11, and before the Iraq war, all rolled into one. We've got FEMA drills of improvised nuclear devices going off. We've got Obama saying the number one threat to America is now domestic groups or Iran setting off nukes inside the U.S. Again, Dr. Bowman, couldn't they stage a false flag terror attack in the United States to blame it on Iran? I mean, isn't that their only card? It appears they're going forward with this, and absent a huge false flag or a nuke going off in Paris, who knows what, staged by the military-industrial complex, how are they going to get this, and is that a danger?
Well, I think you're exactly right. The only way they would succeed in getting a war against Iran is another false flag attack like 9/11, blaming it on Iran. And, you know, back a couple years ago when that B-52 flew from Minot to Barksdale, as far as I know, there's still possibly one nuclear weapon missing from that bomber. And if the neocons have that, then they could use it in a false flag attack, blame it on Iran, claiming that Iran smuggled it in a suitcase. They can't simulate an intercontinental ballistic missile attack on the United States. That's too complicated. Everybody would know where it came from, and they can't get an ICBM and a launch pad for it to Iran. So I think you're right. A false flag attack is the only way they're going to pull this off. And the thing is that the 9/11 truth movement is extremely valuable because we're continually letting them know that we're watching. And if they try something else like they did in 9/11, they've got to know that we're watching and we're liable to catch them red-handed, and that'll be the end of them. And so that's one of the great values of 9/11 truth. It is deterring them from this kind of thing. And but I know there are some crazies there who would like to try it anyway.
Well, let's take the Minot Dakota situation where they flew him down to Louisiana. And, again, the reports are there is a missing nuke. I mean, this was in the news. This happened. And then more than a dozen of the people who were at the bases who blew the whistle committed suicide or died within a week, which adds another layer of evidence that this was an attempt to smuggle a nuke out of the chain of custody with the military. And again, for those who don't understand what me and Dr. Bob Bowman are getting at here, you have to put your mind in the mind put yourself in the mind of the globalists, of the controllers, to realize how they're doing all of this. And they'll never get away with an Iran attack without staging an event. And then now FEMA, these secret documents got leaked. FEMA admits they're real, but is ordering websites to remove them. That in May, they were going to have multiple simulated improvised nuclear device detonations in different parts of the U.S.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
ThePatriots.us is Dr. Bob Bowman's website, ThePatriots.us, and valuable information up on the site. He'll be with us for a half hour into the next hour. Then we have an eyewitness from the Alfred P. Murrah Building, Jane Graham, who saw McVeigh and other feds inside planning the bombs. She was told, oh, those gray sticks of butter are just for repair. They're just putting some wires in the different maintenance areas for everyone's safety. She rode on the elevator with McVeigh. And this is just one of many witnesses we've interviewed before. But since the feds are getting ready to do this again, we're here on air going back over it. So we're going to be talking about that with Jane Graham coming up in T-minus 1 hour. Okay, Dr. Bob Bowman, you were hurtling down the road in your RV. You've now gotten to your stop for the night, so we've got you settled here. We appreciate you coming on short notice. And we really appreciate you coming on, because I know you've had a lot of health problems lately, and your information is so precious. It was good to get to see you at that 9/11 Truth event a month or so ago here in Austin, Texas. And we appreciate, again, your tireless effort to warn people, much of the time at your own expense. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Go back to what you said as we went to break about when you really woke up to this global criminal network, because we know that Rumsfeld came right out of the L.L. Lemonster crew years after he left. I mean, he's been there forever, the youngest and then the oldest Secretary of Defense. He sat at the feet of these cold warriors who wrote up Operation Northwoods, of course, the plan to stage 9/11-style attacks. So you were getting up to Star Wars and what it was really designed for. Then we'll talk about the real space program that's military versus the kind of tinker toy front that the public knows as NASA. Dr. Bob Bowman, you've got the floor.
Okay, Alex. Well, yes, I found out firsthand that these crazies were planning on using my Star Wars program as part of a first strike against the Soviet Union. And so I started opposing them on that. And pretty soon, of course, I found I had less freedom of speech in industry than I'd had in the military. So before long, I was out of industry and unemployed. And I have been in that position now for 28 years. And when I started fighting Reagan and his crowd, General Danny Graham and the crazy George Keegan, and Senator Malcolm Wallop and Edward Teller and Dick Cheney and whatnot. And the ones that didn't die off, like Ted Teller and Danny Graham, the ones that didn't die off came right back with George W. Bush. But what they did back then in 1982 and 1983, they got Reagan, who had not the clue what he was doing, and I don't think George W. Bush did either. They were useful idiots to these global criminals. And they got Reagan to sign a defense guidance document in 1982, which did two important things. One, it on the larger scale, it ended our policy of using the military to prevent a nuclear war. And we went from a policy of war prevention to one of war fighting. And in that document, written, of course, by Richard Perle, part of the Cheney crowd, in that document, he ordered the Department of Defense to prepare to fight and win a protracted nuclear war. Now, that's chilling. And that was leaked to the press by my old friend Bob Scheer, who used to be with the Los Angeles Times. And eventually, of course, because he was a good, honest reporter, he got himself fired. He leaked that defense guidance document. And there were many of us, I think, at the time, who said, well, you know, when we went into the military, it was to protect the people of this country by preventing a nuclear war, not going out and fighting an aggressive nuclear war. So we wouldn't have any part of that kind of policy. The second thing that that defense guidance document did was to order the Department of Defense to deploy Star Wars weapons in space as soon as possible. And the document assigned those weapons two missions. The first mission was to destroy opposing satellites and seize total military control of space. The second mission was to destroy targets on the surface of the Earth from space without warning. There wasn't a word in that document about shooting down ballistic missiles. That whole peace shield garbage was a total myth for consumption by the American people, who would never have approved Star Wars weapons for offensive purposes.
And now we've gotten another bird's eye view into their mindset with Cheney having Georgia on 888 two and a half years ago, launched that sneak attack. And we've seen Iraq. We've seen Afghanistan. They now want to go into Iran. We see this doctrine in the PNAC documents from 2000 where they say we need new Pearl Harbor events. We need terror attacks to get the American people to go out there and wage these wars of empire. But this isn't even an empire for the American people. It's an empire we pay for. It's an empire for these big mega banks and corporations. Please continue with the Star Wars program, but let's start at the beginning, because it's now declassified, it's now public, it's now admitted. We heard that Ronald Reagan launched Star Wars in 81.
Well, I retired in 1978, and the program had been going on actually since 1962. At that time, they called it BAMBI, which stands for Ballistic Missile Boost Intercept. Isn't it lovely the way they take our weapon systems and give them a nice, cuddly name like BAMBI? And when the Soviets, for a while, were working on a similar system, they dubbed it the Killer Satellite. So, anyway, that's just, a little trivia. But at that time, in the mid-1970s, we were working on several pieces of it. Most of what we were working on was toward a system of laser battle stations. And these laser battle stations were being developed in bits and pieces. We had a contract with TRW for the laser itself, chemical laser. We had a contract with Kodak and with Perkin-Elmer to build a 50-foot diameter actively cooled mirror which could reflect the laser beam to its target without burning up.
All right, you are a go. We see the Earth. You got it. We see the Earth now. You got it. We see the Earth. You got it.
Oh, my. My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. Sinofresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get Sinofresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get Sinofresh today. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Those meteor gun weapons, would that be GU, depleted uranium?
Yes, and I never said that at the time, but they're a combination of titanium and depleted uranium, titanium shell with the depleted uranium interior, and guided by GPS. And I never revealed those details at the time, but a couple of years later, I was debating one of the General Abramson's colonels in the Strategic Defense Initiative organization, and I started talking about the pure offensive purposes of Star Wars weapons. And in his rebuttal, he said, "Now, you know very well that those titanium cones fired at the Earth from space and directed by GPS, that program doesn't exist." And he said, "Well," I said, "Well, that's interesting because you just revealed classified details that I've never talked about and certainly didn't mention in my talk. So obviously the program does exist." And so since then, I've been able to tell more details.
Now, when we talked, you said you're also allowed to reveal that it's robotic space planes. And, you know, you've been out of this for a long time. But, yep. I mean, from when I've talked to people at NASA here in Texas, people who were on the original Apollo program and beyond, and some of them we've had on air. And, you know, these are guys you can watch the NASA film footage, and there they are on Mission Control. They say that more than 90% of NASA, which is run by the Pentagon and by the president, is military, and that basically Wernher von Braun drew up the space shuttle in the 30s. It's a 1960s, 70s, 80s technology, and that the space program we see is really a facade for a larger black op system, and that the militarization of space is just off the charts right now. And I mean, what can you speak to along those lines?
Right. Well, space has been militarized for a very long time. Most of the stuff up there are military satellites of one kind or another, either reconnaissance satellites or military communication satellites and various other things. The weapons themselves may not be up there, but the gun sights are up there and all the rest of it. So the whole military command and control system is space-based. So my task really, when Reagan was trying to do all this stuff, was not to keep space from being militarized, as it already was, but to keep it from being weaponized. Because that's the line we simply did not want to cross. We understood that when we put weapons in space, that, you know, and particularly if they were the kind of stuff like Star Wars weapons with the kind of offensive capabilities they represented, that the Soviet Union would have no choice but to start shooting them down as fast as we put them up. And, of course, that was a task that was fairly simple. These space-based weapons are extremely vulnerable. After all, they follow fixed orbits, so you always know in advance exactly where they're going to be at any given time. The mirrors that we were designing could be destroyed by such exotic anti-satellite weapons as a bucket of sand or a thimble full of sewing machine oil. So I always told the government, look, these things are never going to have any defensive value because of their enormous vulnerability. They will be totally useless to an innocent party sitting back trying to defend himself, because all the opposing side will do will be to knock out critical elements in the system first and then launch their missiles. And even if you made these things so that they could, in fact, shoot down ballistic missiles, which they couldn't do at that time, they would be useless because they'd be put out of operation before the missiles were fired. And I thought that was a pretty good argument. I also pointed out that having these Star Wars weapons on both sides is the ultimate military lunacy, because it rewards whoever shoots first. And what we had at that point in the 70s was a stable nuclear balance, because whoever fired first lost the war. And the new technology changed that.
All right, Doctor, let's go back. We got plenty of time to continue, but while we've got you, I want to go back.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the robotic space planes?
Not very much. I mean, if you take a design roughly based on the shuttle and you eliminate all the people from it and all the life support systems and all the oxygen and all the food and all the piss tubes and all, you know, all of that kind of stuff, and make it robotic with some computers more advanced than the 1960s, you can make the thing a heck of a lot smaller and make it perform a heck of a lot better for a lot less money.
So you can only really hypothetically talk to us about what's going on because that's classified.
Right.
Well, now NASA admits they have been developing space planes, and the Pentagon admits, you know, just like the B-1 bomber, the B-2 bomber were secret for many, many years, with the stealth bomber for 20 years before they rolled it out. I mean, can you talk about how big the military NASA is versus the public NASA?
Shorter answer to that is I don't know anymore.
You said you can speak to X-ray lasers. The way I saw the news describe them, one system is a nuke detonates, and there's these rods in space. That sounds pretty dangerous for the rest of the satellites and things, and then fires a just incredibly high-powered array of beams through it, destroying the weapon system in the process. I mean, is that one facet of X-ray lasers?
Yes. That is the original design of Edward Teller in the early 1970s. And he worked on it. There were several underground nuclear blasts that were designed to test this, to see if they could actually get a X-ray laser to work when pumped by a nuclear explosion. And they never were able to get it to work. And I lectured on this extensively in the early 1980s when Teller was still pushing it and had gone public with it. And it is really a crazy Rube Goldberg scheme and is supposed to pump these beams of X-rays out these tubes in the tiny fraction of a second before the whole thing evaporates because of the nuclear explosion. And those beams of X-rays have to be extremely accurately pointed because they have to be pointed at where the ballistic missiles will be when the X-ray beam gets there. And from hundreds or perhaps even thousands of miles away. So we're never able to get the pointing of those long, wimpy rods accurate enough to do any good. We were never able to get the X-rays to actually laze. There were a whole raft of things that were just totally ridiculous.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor at rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every day, sometimes multiple times daily, Newsweek, Time Magazine, London Guardian, New York Times write articles saying I'm calling for violence when all we've ever done is called for peace and nonviolence. PBS is here today. Nightline just called. They want to do an entire 8-minute profile on Alex Jones only. It is very creepy because I never intended 14, 15 years ago when I started getting on air to have had this big of an effect and to have learned as much as I've learned. But it's a testament to all of you out there, what you can do if you take action. But I don't like to talk about myself, but I do get some concern and try to analyze this. Dr. Bob Bowman, what does it sound like to you that they're demonizing all of us now, claiming we're for violence, but specifically singling me out? You've been doing this longer than I have. Do you have any advice for me?
Well, I'd say to keep doing what you're doing and be just as public as you can, because the more in the public eye you are, the less they can do to you. The people who get picked off are usually the ones that very few people have heard of. And so I'd say just keep out there in the public eye and give them a black eye. Keep doing it, Alex. That's all I got to say.
But why are they coming after me so much? I mean,
you're effective. You're affected. That's why.
You know, I committed to this just like you committed to telling the truth, and I passed the point of no return a long time ago. But it is creepy to have the eye of the beast looking at you.
I'd like to talk about, we've talked a lot about the past. I'd like to talk a little bit about the present and the near future, because I'd like to talk about a little about our plans for how to take back the country and stop all this craziness.
Okay, we're going to do that. And we'll also have you back, because you're a treasure, Dr. Bob Bowman. But, you know, the old saying, when you're over the target, you're getting the flak, like when you had SAM missiles getting shot at you in Vietnam. But while we've got you picking your brain, we talked during a break about CERN. If you think it's a danger, you gave me your answer. We also talked about, and you said you were aware of it, that the Air Force has talked about they're trying to develop antimatter weapons. I mean, isn't that dangerous? I mean, even the testing of those. Talk about CERN versus antimatter weapons.
Okay, well, CERN, the equivalent of Brookhaven cyclotron in the corner of Switzerland and France there, the European version. CERN, I've been there. I've been through it and looked at their operations. I don't see anything nefarious about it. Scientific knowledge can always be used for good or evil, and all too often evil, and they're producing new scientific knowledge. They're also playing around a little bit with the collisions between matter and antimatter, and that theoretically can put out an awful lot of energy. And it is dangerous. And the experiments have to be extremely carefully controlled. Now, as far as taking antimatter and weaponizing it, I have never heard of any effort which has been anywhere near successful in making weapons out of this stuff. It's too hard to produce, too hard to contain. I don't see anything of that kind in the foreseeable future.
But it is dangerous from the physicists I've read, mainline physicists, that the Pentagon admits they are playing with it and trying to isolate it. I mean, couldn't that create potentially some type of chain reaction?
Yes. It is dangerous, and there are a lot of things that are going on that are dangerous that I have been opposed to from the beginning, like HART up in Alaska, and I've been up there to that facility. I think it's extremely dangerous to dump huge amounts of money, of energy. It's money to the people who sell them the gas that they're turning into energy. Dumping all that energy into the stratosphere is extremely dangerous. They're talking about weather modification. They're talking about mind control. They're talking about all sorts of weird things. But they don't really know what they're doing. And it could have very negative consequences that they don't know how to control. So I have been against the HART facility from the beginning.
Well, here's a quick question. Here's a quick example. About 4 years ago, in the interviews on YouTube and Google everywhere, just Alex Jones interviews head of HART, we had the private PhD director, but the military runs it. And when I was contacted by HART, and they said, you want to clear up rumors, we'll have the director on. I was contacted. And so then comes the day to get him on for an hour-long interview, and I've got some colonel bossing me around during the breaks, and they've got the line under their control, fading him down several times. Then he starts talking about, we have a lot of fun. He's like a mad scientist. We can even, you know, ignite the atmosphere some nights and create artificial aurora borealis. Then they turn him down, gripe at him during the break. I mean, this was bizarre. But, I mean, it was really the director of HARP we had on. Why would they contact me to come on, and then why would he then start talking about igniting the atmosphere? This didn't sound too safe.
Yeah, well, they figured that the colonels could control him. But, you know, when scientists start talking about their stuff, they just start blabbing a lot of times. And sure, that's what happened. But we're trying to infiltrate the Congress. We're trying to get rid of almost all the incumbents. In 2008, we had about 30 members of our organization, the Patriots, run for Congress around the country, but they all ran as Greens or Libertarians or Independents or write-ins, and, of course, nobody got elected. So we're taking a different tack this time. We're having each of our chapters groom people within the chapter to run in the Democratic and Republican primaries. On my website, I have a 3-minute video I call the Smoking Gun video. It's all about World Trade Center 7. I use it with friends and family, and I use it when I lobby in Congress. And in 3 minutes, they see the BBC broadcast World Trade Center 7 collapsing before it did. They see Larry Silverstein talking about pulling it, and they see the building come down from about 12 different views. An apparent controlled demolition of an intact building with no visible fires. If that doesn't convince them that the whole Bush official conspiracy theory is a lie, I don't know what will. And
well,
you can download that from my website.
And I would add the caveat, you have 6 of the 10 commissioners saying it's a fraud and a cover-up. I have AP and Raw Story here revealed Ashcroft, Tenet, Rumsfeld warned 9/11 commission about line it should not cross and told them don't investigate the attacks themselves. And as a former Intercept pilot, I think that's some of the most convincing information when you've given your speeches in the past explaining that you were once an Intercept pilot and they stood down.
Absolutely, they did. Hijacked airliners do not fly around for an hour and 40 minutes without being intercepted.
What about advanced weapons platforms? And we know the Nazis had the jets first, and now I've seen mainstream articles claiming they had primitive A-bombs. Did you ever run into any of that?
Well, I know they have the jets. I don't know about any A-bombs. Lasers, yeah. We have much more effective and powerful lasers now. But again, it depends on what you want to do with it. And you can knock aircraft down. You can do a bunch of stuff from space. But there's a lot of things that you still can't do with them.
What's more effective from your knowledge, the space-based or those big DC-10s with the big chemical lasers mounted in them, so air-to-ground or air-to-air anti-missile?
Again, it depends on what you want to do. If you're trying to shoot down a missile, which is what they advertise these things for, doing it with a 747 or any of those things is absolutely crazy because they themselves are so vulnerable.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.